Blog Talk Radio.
Coming from Staten Island, New York. I'm going to kill my daughter. Oh, isn't that music just great? Man, I should have been a superstar. Yeah, I wouldn't be able to survive on the money I get from that. But I hope everybody's doing good today. You know, it was a little chilly. It was supposed to be warmer. I don't know what happened. Somebody lied again. I'm going to put the guys on. You know, they always have something interesting to say. Hello out there in Adam McCullough land.
How are you?
Hey,
how you doing?
You don't pay attention to the weather, do you?
I know.
These next 3 days are supposed to be cold and then it's supposed to get warm again.
Because my mother kept going to me all day because we had to take her to see her her oncologist, which they said that the tumor is still shrinking, thank God, and her Coumadin, and she kept saying, I thought it was supposed to be 53. So, you know, I didn't know it was supposed to be this cold. I wasn't paying attention to the weather. You know, there's so many things I don't pay attention to these days. But, yeah, it was chilly, you know. Thank God for heat. But so how's everything going in, you know, land? I seen you put up something with a woman that passed away. That was a friend of yours. When did she pass? A Mary or something?
Meryl.
Meryl.
Oh, Mel. Oh.
She died. That's mine now. That's my dentist. She was my very dear friend. She passed away in her sleep 3 years ago.
Wow.
The night before the Oscars, she was having an Oscar party the next day. And she passed away on that Saturday night.
She was going to have an Oscar party?
Yeah.
Oh, she did that stuff to her. Oh, my God. But that's 3 years ago, Heather. She didn't look old. Do they know why?
They figured it was a heart attack in her sleep.
Oh, wow. That's a shame.
And the thing is, because she was Jewish, they don't do an autopsy. They cremated her right away, so.
I find that amazing because everybody that wasn't under a doctor's care for an illness that passes away gets a an autopsy because of the fact that why they die, you know, suspiciously. And the fact that they don't because of religion is really, you know, I don't know. I mean, they should be for everybody no matter what religion, you know, because what if somebody would have poisoned her or something? I doubt it, but I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, you know. If it was you and I, they would definitely autopsy, you know.
They pretty much tell by the condition, the way you are, like, you know, the way the examiner told her, said that she probably, something came on severe in her sleep, and it's the way the facial expressions are, they can tell, you know.
Yeah. Oh, like pain, trauma?
Yeah.
Things like that. You know, some people have heart attacks and don't even feel it. Silent heart attacks, they're the worst. But look at your mother, Adam. She had a couple of heart attacks that she didn't even know. My father,
know.
Too. My father had 3 heart attacks in his life, and one of them he didn't know. You know, so, yeah. But, well, you know, it's a shame.
Yeah,
well, when anybody, she was what?
She's really sweet. She's really nice.
Well, that's nice of you to honor your dentist. You know, that's how many people do.
Well, she was a friend, you know. She's really, she was a nice lady. She would come to, like, New Year's. We would go to her Christmas thing that she always had. She'd come over. Yeah, she was a nice lady.
Yeah, every year she would host the dinner at the Richmond County Country Club.
Mm-hmm.
And we go to a Sunday brunch with Santa.
Ah, oh, well, that was, I seen that she was doing some kind of party or whatever, and then they were honoring
mm-hmm.
her. I mean, because I was like, well, that's really nice thing, just thinking about it, to your dentist, but I didn't know you were outside friends, because most people are like, a dentist, they hurt me, I ain't going for a dentist.
No, we were outside.
You know, but, well, it's a shame. But,
yeah.
When people just die out of the blue and the shocker, you know, like you get so shocked. Ugh.
Well, a lot of people are dying is because I see a lot of Facebook that other friends of mine, they're having friends pass away at 54, 45, 46, just out of the blue.
That's all you see today on, you know, around is that people very young dying. That I never used to see that before. You know what I mean? Like, I recall seeing people
right.
in their 70s and stuff.
Is it
but,
society, or is it to, like, what is the cause? Like,
well, you know what it is. It's years ago when they used to do hard work, farm work and all that, and they didn't have all these chemicals and all this stuff. And now, you know, everything got easier, but your life got worse, your health got worse. Because years ago, they used to get the exercise, getting up in the morning, doing their hard work, and eating all natural stuff. And now, nobody really does hard work other than, like, carpets and stuff. And everybody eats, like, synthetic, or, you know, like, chemical shit. You know, that's where all the cancer, too. It's all, the cancer lives off all the food we eat. You know, I was reading up about the cancer and the foods and what the cancer survives on.
I just read today, I know I posted on Facebook, that, you know, the cannibalism, the U.S. government said it does kill the cancer. Now, if they would have gave that to Big Ange, she would have been surviving.
Well, that's what they raised the money, the $46,000 for that. They said they use it for her wake now because she was going to do the oil of one of it.
Look, Montel Williams, he's been going through MS for years and years, but he looks fine. When he doesn't look like how Annette Funicello was. I guess weed does do a good job.
You know, I mean, well, no, I don't know with him. I know, everybody reacts to things different, and they said that some of that medical marijuana doesn't cure some cancer. It cures some, and some it doesn't. So it's like any other drug out there, like, you know, so some people it works for, and some people it doesn't. It's just a shot in the dark, you know.
When it's your time, it's your time. That's how I believe, you know. Yeah.
Yes.
It's just, yeah. But from people that I know that attended Big Ange's wake said she looked very beautiful. You know, she was buried in a $20,000 casket, and she was buried in her famous fur coat.
Yes, that I do know. She wore a black dress or something. My friend Kenny, I think, went.
Yeah.
But
they said she looked very beautiful. She looked exactly like she did before she, you know.
And two of those mob wives were not allowed on at the wake.
Yep,
Karen.
And Brittany.
Yep.
Yeah, that I know. What you call it? That was the place that she had. They had the wake. Was a big mob. That's a big, well-known
mob.
Well,
I know that funeral home from growing up in that area, and I've attended many things in there, and they do miraculous work. Because I've known where I've gone to where I knew those people were totally distorted, and you couldn't even tell.
I know. One that's been doing it for years, usually they got it down pat. You know. But that's supposed to be a really beautiful funeral home.
Yeah. And the church where they had a service is a very beautiful church, and that's where we had my mom's funeral and my two siblings' weddings in there. Yeah, it's a very beautiful church. So she was given a beautiful, classy send-off.
And then she was buried on Sentinel. I think she's going to be in a mausoleum, right?
She's buried in Resurrection in the mausoleum.
Yeah. You know, I mean,
And they already
see anything. I was looking at the magazines today at the store. They don't have no really special magazines for her. Like, they didn't honor her and, like, you know.
She wasn't that. She was a local star, not an Enquirer-worthy star.
Well, it was all over. It was in California, the show went all over. It was all over the country and the world. There's people that came from different parts of the world to see Ange, to meet Ange. And, you know, I mean, but she's, I guess, is considered more of a B-lister.
Yeah, she wasn't an
star.
A-lister.
She wasn't an A-lister. No.
No.
You know, but
that's okay because on the train ride home today on the path, they have TVs and they put Fun Factor on. So they named the 6 richest dead celebrities. These celebrities make more when they're dead than they were alive. Like at the bottom of the list was Albert Einstein, who earned $11 million in 2015. The second one was Marilyn Monroe. She made $17 million. Then Bob Marley made $20 million. That guy, Charles Schultz, made $40 million. Elvis Presley made $55 million. And the top seller, the top dead actor who made the most money was Michael Jackson, $115 million.
Of course. You see them, they put up his house? Of course.
Yeah, they're selling it for $100 million. I want to know who has $100 million to buy a house nowadays. But they restored it back to the way it was in order to sell it.
Well, without the vines and everything, it's beautiful. My God.
No, but they put the animals back. They fixed all the fountains.
Yeah.
They fixed,
Yeah, they put the animals back. I seen the whole outlook, the thing of it they had on the, you know. Yeah, it looks nice, you know, but $100 million.
If you had the money and knowing what that house is, would you buy it?
Knowing what, well, some people
knowing
think
what allegedly took, knowing what allegedly took place in that house, would you buy it?
Well, see, that's where you, allegedly it didn't. Nobody knows for sure, but I don't know. Maybe, you know, I like the movie theater thing. It has a lot of property. Them fountains, that's beautiful. I mean, yeah, maybe. There's supposed to be his ghost walking around there, too.
No, you know. And also Bubbles the Chimp.
Oh, off of what?
The Chimp. Remember the Chimp? Bubbles was his name or something like that?
Well, he's still alive.
Oh. No, he's not. He's dead.
No. What'd you call a door went to see him recently? His sister.
Oh.
He's old. He's gray. They lived for years. He's all gray and stuff, but I'm pretty sure he's still alive. I seen him, the other sister, the idiot sister,
Latoya.
Yeah. She went to see him. Let's see. Well, that's easy to find out. Is Bubbles still alive? I think it's Bubbles, isn't it?
I think it's Bubbles.
I said yes.
It's like an echo.
He died, Heather?
He died. I think I remember him saying he died.
What did you say, Heather?
Right after Michael Jackson died.
Oh, right after Michael Jackson, yeah, well, she did. Yeah, she visited, just saying that Michael Jackson used to abuse the pet chimp. Well, how was he abusing him? Was he molesting him, too?
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, I hope not. It doesn't have anything. A chimp, James and the Bubbles, was beaten on. In 2014, he was doing something. What was that?
Just say, is Bubbles dead?
Yeah, that's what I should put. Supposedly, the world's cheapest American famous pet monkey, Bubbles. I never win. MGM, I got him. Oh, well, he was still alive in 2014, so let's see. Because TMZ did something on him. Old TMZ there. Okay, is Bubbles still alive?
Just write down Michael Jackson's chimp.
Let's see. Is this from today? I mean, from distance from now? He is gray, though, I'll tell you that. How long does monkeys live anyway?
Millions.
I don't know.
Okay, is Bubbles the monkey dead? Well, my daughter keeps correcting me. Chimp.
It's a chimp. It's not really a monkey.
Well, he's from the monkey family. He's not from the rat family.
But then, like Adam says, everybody looks like a monkey.
Oh, my God. Adam just is too much.
I do not say that.
No.
You do every week.
You do.
It must have been my old ego.
Nah.
My pod, you know, body snatchers must have took me. It cloned me. It's my evil twin.
What happened? He's turning off a new leaf.
No. Oh. Hell no. Can't do that. It's against my rules.
Oh, niceness is not in your...
It is if I know you, but I don't care about people.
If I know. Yeah. Michael Jackson's pet chimp in the days when the two were here. I don't want to see that. You know something? It's very vague. So you have 2014. 2013, he was 27 years old. So, yeah, no, he could still be alive. I think they live a long time. I think they almost live like people life. He's about 30 years old, or almost 30 years old, I guess, from what this says. 12, here's the 13th. April 11th, he was 27 years old. Was that his birthday? And May 14, he was still alive. They're saying that Michael Jackson used to abuse him. Oh, who's the one that said it? Who? Bubbles? He did sign language. That goddamn thing used to abuse me, rape me. Can you imagine seeing him? Oh man, that chip weighs 160 pounds. He was born in 1983 in Texas. At one time, Michael Records was the owner, Michael Jackson, weighs 160 pounds. Oh, man, that's big.
Not really. I was 5 years old and weighed 116 pounds.
What? What'd you say?
I was 5 years old and I weighed 116 pounds.
No, 160. There was no way you weighed 160 pounds at 5 years old. What, were you in the Guinness Book of Records?
Guinness Book?
No way.
Guinness. Don't make me have to get Dirty Stewie out here, because it's not going to be nice. Did you think it would be?
Carl, are you trying to tell me that you used to weigh 160 pounds when you were 5?
I was 160 pounds before the age of 8.
He's not kidding.
I'm not kidding.
Yeah. I wouldn't have known.
How tall were you? You had to
5'5", something like that.
5'5", and you were 8 years old and 160 pounds?
Yeah.
Wow. What were you at birth? Your mother must have been screaming.
At birth, I was almost 11 pounds.
Oh, my God, 11 pounds. I hope they didn't make you do natural. Oh.
My brother that you met in AC that time, he was born at over 12 pounds, natural.
What the heck was she eating when she gave birth to you kids?
My mother was a small woman. She was only 5'2 and 99 pounds. And she had, like, Amazon children.
Oh, my God.
Well, they said my father had an aunt. And according to her, my father was born to be a midwife in Italy at home. And my father was born at almost 20 pounds.
Oh, my God.
That when we were all born, she goes, oh, and not another Buccio. And the Buccio in the Italian translation means, oh, look, another baby piglet was born. Because she said my father was big. But he said that in Italy at the time that he was born, and you know, back in the 1930s, they didn't have baby bonds big enough for a test, so they used to take the bed linens and cut it out and sew it out for a test.
Oh, my. You know, let me tell you, if I was your mother and your father said, oh, my family, the babies are this and that and that and that, and I would have been like, yeah, well, I'm not marrying you. We ain't having children. That would have been it. Get a surrogate mother.
My sister was the smallest one, born at 6'3".
Well, your sister is small. But she's small.
My sister was born in the bed, in the hospital room. They didn't even know, because my mother had just come over from Europe, and she couldn't speak any English. All of a sudden, she opened the covers, and all the nurses came screaming in her room.
But your sister's the first one, right?
She's the firstborn, that's what I'm saying. My mother had just come over from Europe, so she didn't know English at the time. So she went to the hospital to have her, and they put her, and back then they prep you in the room, and all of a sudden she felt something warm by her legs, and then she rang for the nurse, and the nurse was up the cupboard, and all she remembered everybody screaming. My sister was born already, she came right out.
Oh,
and she
God.
Was black, and my mother prayed because my sister almost didn't make it, because she had
oh,
no
wow.
eyes, and then they slapped her, and then she started crying and everything. But
yeah, so had to clean out the throat. But
then after that, my mother had Amazon. My other brother.
Yeah, well, too bad.
My other brother was born at almost 10. My middle brother was born at 12. I was born at close to 11. And for my baby brother, my mother starved. She didn't want another big baby. She starved. He still came out at almost 10 pounds.
She didn't want another baby because that shit hurts. I mean, you guys stretched her out so much, the baby could have walked out.
And they were all natural and no epidural. Epidural was very much done at the time. But actually, the nurses pulled my mother's hair when my middle brother was born not to push.
Oh,
my
God.
They were They were pulling her hair not to push, but she couldn't. And she had to sit on the pillow for 3 months after that.
Oh, my God. They're like, we have to stitch you up. And a half hour later, no, we're still stitching her. Oh, my God. Bring in
nowadays,
the quilting team.
Nowadays, girls complain when they're little bits or something. If they don't even,
You know. My daughter was 7 pounds 7 ounces, and she ripped me. I gave natural, no painkiller, no nothing. And they had to sew me up a little, and it was painful, but it was quick. You know, it wasn't too bad. And but I can imagine, because 7 pounds 7 ounces, she was 21 inches long. It's one thing, but yikes.
You said
that, No, that's, God, I don't wish it on anybody. Because that hurts. You know? Oh, my God. And back then, they don't have half of what they have today.
No. And if my mother knew that my father was going to pass away so young, so she would have had more.
She would have had more?
She would have had more.
Why would she have had more?
My mother loved a big family.
But what does that have to do with your dad passing away, though? Because there's only missing one person. The father?
I know, but my father passed away at 49, so my mother was a widow. So my mother always loved having her children. Her life was her children after my father passed away. Mm-hmm. It was always her children anyway came first. But my mother always liked the house full of children, and her children were everything to her. So...
Oh, so you're talking about more grandchildren and stuff, probably. More kids, more grandchildren, bigger family. You know, but my mom was the opposite. My dad was always sick. My mother was giving birth to my sister, which she was the firstborn. And my father was upstairs having an operation. And so they only decided to have two because, you know, they thought maybe he wouldn't live a long life and that he would die young, and she didn't want to have a bunch of children with no man around. So, you know, without her husband. So they didn't try to have a boy because, they wasn't sure of his health. And my dad lived to 81, hey, go figure, you know, but, my mother didn't want it a lot because of the fact that he was sick. But, you know, but listen, your mother got what she wanted. I mean, you guys are pretty much a big family. You know,
And my mother always wanted more girls, but apparently I think my mother couldn't carry them. Because my mother, in between two of us siblings, my mother lost two. So she thinks it was probably good. Because her most difficult pregnancy was my sister, who was the smallest, and because she was the, my mother, I think my mother was grown not to be able to hold girls.
Oh, wow, that's strange. That is strange. Because they would, I would consider probably being the easier to deliver and stuff, and the fact that she was even smaller than all you guys, you know. Wow.
But we're here.
You know, yeah, you know, you're there, you made it, everything's good. It's, you know, your mother would be proud of you, that's for sure. And, you know, I mean, thank God, you know, we came from pretty good families, all in all. You know, it could have been a lot worse than, and you know, other people. Even Adam, even though you have your whatever, you know, there are a lot more people that have it a lot worse than you did growing up, you know. You had a roof over your head, thank God, and stuff, you know, and food.
Yeah.
You know, that there. But, and your mom, you know, she did try her best.
Yeah, I know.
As a young person could do, you know. But, you know, anyways, yeah, my friend Debbie's going through some stuff, and her daughter's sick now, and her daughter's in the hospital, and,
she is?
Yeah, she had to put her in the hospital yesterday. They called an ambulance last night, and this morning, they don't really know what, but she's bad stomach and bad. I told her to call the show to talk to us if she wants to. She said she would, but so far I don't see her. But you know, let's see what happens. You know, she might call.
Because I know
but,
you said that she had to put one of her cats down because the girl.
Yes,
too.
I mean, this is what I'm saying. This is not stopping this poor woman. A very bad week. You know, all this crap happening to her.
Look, everybody, it's all over the island. They shut down the ferry the other day because there was a suspicious package. Another lady, the babysitter, threw the baby out the window, but she tortured it first. Like, what the fuck is going on with people?
Didn't she also molest her and stuff, they said?
Yeah.
They said she tortured it. I don't know what they meant by tortured. Like, I don't know.
on the news they said that she physically, sexually, they said. You know, well, Staten Island is just way worse than it's ever been. You know, it's really horrible. And then my friend said that they're back to now. She said that the ferry was very relaxed on checking bags. They're only checking big ones, and now they're checking all the backpacks again, and she's happy. She was upset that they didn't do it as much as they used to. You know, they got lazy or whatever. But I don't think anything came out of that bag on the ferry, right? That was nothing.
No, but it just still it caused traffic delay. You know, it's just.
Going to the
evening rush.
That must have been a bitch trying to go to the city and all that shit going on.
Yeah, you know, people are tired. They want to go home. You know.
Yeah, that's a shame. People are nuts. You know. Well, like I always tell you, half this country's on mental meds. Half this
just
world.
Keep doing the mental meds.
That's crazy.
Yeah. That is crazy. Right, I know. But, so anything new going on?
No.
In your life?
We're boring.
Yes, I won the lotto recently, but I'm not telling anybody, so.
Oh, okay, well, congratulations. You know, you're a good friend of mine.
No, nothing new. It's just basically getting up, going to work, and I feel like a groundhog day. I do the same thing over and over again, 5 days a week.
That's what everybody's routine life. Everybody has a routine life.
Yeah.
I mean, it might be any different than anybody else. But my mother hit the take five.
She did. Congratulations.
Yeah, $16.
How much?
Could go 16. A long way.
$16. She goes like this. Her lotto's $17. She goes, oh, I got three numbers. I don't know how much that would be, but you could get the lotto. You know, my lottos, you could pay for at least that and stuff. And I said, so I come home and she goes, so what I get? And I said, yeah, I paid for your lottos with it, but I still had to pay a buck. She's like, are you kidding me? That's all I got? That's like, you know, that's all my story, Ma. You know? But look at my life, you know. The lawyer is supposed to go back in today, but I didn't hear anything from her again.
She not know email?
I checked the email. I checked it a half hour ago. I got no email. So tomorrow it's going to be calling her up again and trying to find out what's going on. You know, it's like pulling teeth. But you know what? She seems to answer the phone in the morning more than she does any time of the day when I call. So guess who's calling her tomorrow morning? Me, because... I want to know what's going on here. I can't keep doing this.
No, you can't.
You know, but, get some water, sorry. But, you know, I mean, what am I going to do? I mean, she's very good with the payment thing, and I was supposed to pay her this month because of putting down the dog and everything else. I couldn't pay her. So she's pretty good with the payment thing, so I'm not going to complain. She's doing her job. But I try to give her money every month just to keep on, because she never set a bill for me, so I really don't know what I owe her. I mean, it could be everything I get. Oh, I know, but I told her that, because she's the kind of lawyer that has people that stole her money, and I told her that I'll make sure that we pay her You know, maybe not all at one time, but I'll make sure she gets paid.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the truth, I will. You know, but you could just do so much. You know what I mean? So, anyways,
yeah,
but,
did you hear that wicked rain yesterday and the wind?
Yeah, my mother's in her room. She goes, is there lightning out? I said, among other things.
Did you see Dorothy fly across the house?
Yeah, I seen her shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I seen the Wicked Witch on the bicycle.
Oh.
It's
probably
yeah.
The next door neighbor. But anyway.
Who's
crazy.
Oh, yeah, well, my next door neighbor, yes. You know, I mean, the one on the left of me, most definitely is they're wicked. But I hope they fly away. I hope somebody drops the house on their house. But you know, I'm looking at all these things on the internet with all these recipes, and I'm like, I so need to make these recipes, you know what I mean? It's like, I did a few, well, you know, they have a new cinnamon one that's really easy and I want to try it. It's cutting up the cinnamon rolls out of the package. You get two of the cinnamon buns and you take them out and you cut them up in little pieces and you put them in a buttered glass bakery dish. And then you you put this mixture of cinnamon, vanilla, milk and stuff, and then you eggs, I think, and then you pour it in, and then you pour maple syrup on it, and you bake it, and then you put the icing over. Oh my God, it looks! I love cinnamon rolls.
Wait, did you see the donuts that you made into cones to put ice cream in it?
Yes, I saved it. I shared it on my page because I take from everybody else's page, I share it on my page, and then I save it. And I save it in my videos. So this way I can have them, you know, if we decide to try. Remember you and I were going to go through it and pick out certain
mm-hmm.
things, you know, that all of us might want to eat and add them to, you know, and make it because.
Did you see the cannoli cake?
Oh, my God, that's great. I love the cannoli, and they made it into a cake that like that. That's, you know, that must be one expensive cake to have all them cannolis all over that, like that. But, it's a good cake.
We got to make those recipes. Some of them look good. Some
well,
look
I made
easy.
Some.
Some look too easy, but, you know.
Well, but too easy. I mean, it's never too easy. I put on a couple of macaroni and cheese ones on my page. And let me tell you, that's some rich shit there. I mean, you cannot be on a diet with these recipes off this computer.
Did you see the deep-fried deviled eggs?
Yes. Didn't somebody tell you they want you to make them?
Yes.
I mean, talk about killer food.
I know, but I never even thought about frying the egg white and then stuffing it.
Who thinks about, you know, like the what you call, we went to Chili's to eat today after my mother's doctors and stuff. Sometimes we go to eat. And I usually, when we go, we get the appetizer, different things. My daughter likes the fried pickles. I'm not big on them, but we got them this time. My mother likes them okay, you know. And I like the crust more than I like the whole thing. So,
Adam likes the fried pickles.
I know. But I'm like, well, there's some things you just can't, I don't think it's good frying, but like the fried Oreos. I don't think they're the greatest and stuff, but there's so many things you could fry. There's fried ice cream. They fry ice cream.
Isn't the fried ice cream called the Baked Alaska?
Well, years ago, I thought of, that's what they set on fire. Isn't
right.
it a baked Alaska is the kind they set on fire? Because I think they put an alcohol around it, I think. But, I mean, you and I could, like, sit there and cook for all kinds of stuff because you and I like to cook, so.
But you need people to eat it.
I know. Yeah, here's a baked Alaska that has some meringue around it, right?
Uh-huh.
Did you ever make one?
No. I'm not good at dessert. After all the cooking I do, I'm not good at dessert.
Well, you're probably good. You just don't care about making them as much.
No, because the problem is with dessert making, you have to be very precise, and that's very hard for me to do.
Oh, like, yeah. Well, This is
not,
a pint of raspberry ice cream.
How long it took me to make Jell-O? Because for years I used to make Jell-O. Look at that cross at the bottom, like that line. Because I wouldn't dissolve it enough and whatnot. I'm like, who fucked up
Jell-O? You have to stir it for a little while.
Yeah.
But I'm seeing if you're supposed to set this thing on fire. Whipped egg, white cream, tartar. I used to have tartar. I don't have any. I threw it out. I don't know why I bought it. I never used it. Sugar on high, so to remove the plastic cover cake. Remove from the oven. I think you have to, because it's brown on top, I think you just have to set it on fire. I don't think you fry it, but it looks good. I like, lemon pie. Like, I like the meringue, but I don't like the lemon pie. Adam's what?
What? I'm listening to you people talk about food. I hate food.
Yeah, I know he hates talking about food, but you eat.
I'm trying to give up. Keep talking about food.
Yeah, so let me tell you, we're talking about dessert, and that's one of your favorite things. And your fried pickles, and
that's why I gotta give up fried.
You love some of that stuff. You gave up fried food?
Not for you. It's not good for you.
Well, fried food isn't good for you, but it's so tasty. Everything that is good is, you know, that tastes good is not good for you. Even people. Give up people, right?
Ooh.
But I'm saving some of the videos because I forgot I'm having such a problem with my computer. I can't even begin to tell you. My computer does not want to cooperate with me at all. But I signed for a new one when I get money. So that means I'm going to have this one for a long time. Yeah, but, you know, it's almost as coming as slow as me, this computer. But, what was I going to say to you guys? Well, tomorrow I know we would talk about things.
Did you get your Oscar?
No, tomorrow.
I think.
Because his wife was sick last week, and then he's going to start working on Fridays now, so this might be his last time on a Friday to come down. So I hope so, because Sunday is the Oscars.
Yeah.
And I bought the paint. The paint was really cheap, and then we had a discount. I think I got the two things of paint for like $11 with something else. But, you know, so I'm waiting for the Oscar. Yes, I'm excited. But,
So you think it's
going to
be a big turnout at the Oscar this year or no?
Well, white people, yes. You know, they're making their own Oscars.
Oh.
The blacks.
What, are they going to make it black?
Black Oscar?
Yes, just blacks. Mm-hmm.
Really?
I think it's supposed to be this weekend.
No one's going to tune into it.
Well, that's what they're wondering. They're wondering if they're going to get any people going. They invited people.
Well, it's all going to be all blacks?
Tell
them to get a fucking life, all of them, please. This is getting annoying.
You know, I mean, I don't approve of it. I think it's, you know, we don't...
And you know what? Someone has to have the balls and put wet on TV then. All white entertainment. That's it. Enough's enough.
Well, they already say that we get too much white stuff now.
Oh, please. If it wasn't for us, they wouldn't be here.
You know, but,
there was also white slaves, too, in the Romans, too, that they were called peasants, so.
Remember we talking about that? About how there was peasants years ago and they used to sell the white people off? I mean, that's the truth. You know?
It is.
And, so what about that? You know, nobody wants to talk about that. But what are you going to do? You know, there used to be peasants and slaves and all that with the white people. It was only the rich that were really getting anything or royalty.
Yep.
But I don't know. You know what I mean? I the thing I get aggravated is they want to be considered equal.
Look at the Titanic. Look at all the white people that died because they were Jewish.
That's right. It was only for the rich.
Right. Only the rich woman got on the lifeboat. Not the poor woman. Very few poor women got on it.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
You know. And they were white.
They were all white. They didn't have people of color back then.
I know. I mean, trust me, I know.
You know.
But what can you do?
I can't believe they're making their own.
Have fun, don't get drunk. My daughter's going somewhere with her boyfriend to somebody's party at and it might be open bar, and I told her, don't get drunk.
She'll learn the hard way.
You know, my daughter doesn't really drink a lot, and she doesn't really get drunk, and I seen she got drunk a few months back, and that's far in between. Hardly ever does that. But she was so drunk that I had to, she was throwing up, and I had to sleep in the bed with her so she wouldn't throw up on her puke. And you know, and I think it's okay that, you know, she does it every like I said, I never really seen her drunk like that. And I was like, yeah, but just don't ever do that again. I mean, there's one thing getting drunk, but when I have to sleep in the bed with you, afraid of you choking on your own vomit, and you, then that's it. I'm done, you know. So just now, she says, well, if there's an open bar, I'm going to have a few drinks. And I'm like, do not come home drunk. Yeah, because in that process of her throwing up, she lost the earring and everything. It got flushed down the bowl. But, well, she was throwing up and I seen something fall and I didn't know what it was. And I said, Heather, something went in the bowl. Did you have a bracelet? No. And I'm looking at it and I'm going, well, something went in the bowl. Don't flush it. Don't flush it. But then she's throwing up and I'm thinking, I got to stick my hands in there. So I was going to get something to pull it out like the toilet bowl brush. And I'm going, but don't flush, all right? No, I won't. Don't flush. Okay, don't flush. And then I was in here. She flushed the toilet bowl. And that was an earring of a friend that she loved. And I was like, well, I don't know what to tell you. You flushed it.
It's now with the tidy bowl, man.
Yeah, I mean, somebody down in the sewer is wearing your earring right now. One of the alligators. That was it. But, you know, and then she woke up and she's like missing a ring and everything else. But she found that. But I had to sleep in the bed with her. Thank God she has a futon at the bottom and then the bed on the... She has one of those captain type, whatever. It has a futon on the bottom and a bed over her head. Like she could have company, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I did that for a couple of hours. And then when she was about 7 in the morning, she got up and she was able to, like, you know, she couldn't even, like, talk or even turn around or whatever. I mean, she was so drunk. And when she was able to, whatever, I went back in my room and went to sleep. I was like, oh, God. But, anyways, you know, well, open bar, free booze. That's Oops. Dangerous.
Who's on the party on a Thursday night?
Some guy that's in the service is going away for 3 years, and oh. So they're giving him a little party, whatever, to send him off. But, you know, so, and her boyfriend works late, so now he's off of work. So now they're going to a bar. I think around you. I think it's a German bar. It's some kind of German
bar. I have a German bar here?
Yeah, I think it's some kind of German name. Oh, I don't know. They go different bars, so I don't, you know.
Was it called Wienerschnitzel?
Wienerschnitzel. Or maybe it's not. I think it might have, what you call, Renaissance in it. Oh, I'm not sure. But trust me, if she's too late, I'll be calling her up wherever she is. She lives with me, and I know she's going to be 27, but you're living with me, and I will check on you if you're not home at a certain time. I don't make her come home. I just check on her. You know? But, you know, I said, you okay? Everything's good? You got to come home in a while? Yeah, I'm fine. Okay. You know. But, anyways. So, anything planned for the up and coming? I know you're going to visit a friend over the weekend, and I'm sure it's going to be really nice. And,
Yeah, we're going to visit a friend. We're going to visit Greg, a friend of ours.
Do you sleep
there? And then we come back the next day.
Well, that's nice, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, get away and stuff. And does she cook dinner or you just go out to eat?
We go out. Everybody's intimidated to cook for me. I don't know why.
Oh, please. You cook really good, but you would like somebody to cook for you once in a while. You know, nobody has a good plate in up their sleeve or anything. You know, nobody has at least one dish that's really good. My biggest thing is not to intimidate to cook for you. My biggest thing is intimidate to cook for Adam because Adam doesn't like anything. It's chicken or pasta. Chicken or pasta. I never know what he's going to like to eat. And you like, you know, a lot of things. I know there's certain things you don't eat for weather, whatever, you know, for reasons. But with Adam's one of the hardest persons to please.
Yeah.
So I feel bad for you, Carlo.
That's what happens when you give up meat and processed crap 6 years ago. You just don't want it. Now with the old.
You know, but...
Not you. Hey, no. I don't mean you getting out of with the old.
But I look like I'm going on the market soon, Deb. Out with the old.
You're not going on no market. Shut up.
Well, you're not that old.
Not old.
Now, let's not talk about old when I'm sitting here, obviously older than you guys. Yeah. You're as old as you feel. Well,
no,
that makes me 100, but, you know, I mean. my body might say no, 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 but my head says yes, yes, yes. And my body says, no, you think
no,
so.
No.
My body's like, if you do that, I'm going to collapse on you. You know, so I tried to have fun in the most easiest. And
you got to live. You never know.
Could go to bar.
Right? You never know.
How's your car running with all these potholes?
You know, I'm trying to avoid them so much, and it's just impossible. I am so sick of these. Adam, you better talk to your friend. I am so sick of these holes, and I keep thinking it's ripping my tires apart. I'm like, oh, my God, my tires. I just got new tires. You know, I'm like.
He's on my Facebook. Just email. Message him on the side, not into the chat room.
What's his name?
Steve Mateo. He's councilman of Staten Island. Me and Marissa grew up with Mateo, M-A-T-T-E-O. He's the councilman, but do it in the message. Don't put it on Facebook. He usually gets the job done, so.
He should be out there. They should all be out there.
Not all of them don't do anything. He's the one that's been doing it. I should work for him, shit. He'll be the new mayor.
By the way, we were friends for a long time. Can you give me a job?
I wouldn't mind being his deputy mayor. I'll be telling him, let's do all of this stuff. Let's bring back, you know what? This is why we have a lot of people get slashed on the ferry, on the train, on the buses. It's because we got rid of Stop and Frisk.
Some people find that against, you know.
No, it was better when it was Stop and Frisk. We didn't have all these assholes doing what they had to do. They need to bring it back.
Did he used to own a deli?
Who?
This Steve Mateo.
I know.
Because there used to be a deli owner up the street here. And he ran for something, and I was doing some pitches for his campaign with an ex-friend of mine. And he looks like the guy. I still have the pictures on my computer with him and his dog, but I don't see the pictures with the dog. But he does look like somebody. He does look like that guy from up the street. Then he sold the deli and he got into politics about 2 years ago. How long has he been in?
A long time, I guess, since he's part of the council.
Maybe 2 or 3 years ago. I know one guy was like a big mafia bully and went up against the city.
No, that's not him. That's not him.
Yeah. Not him. No, I'm just saying. I don't know if that was him. You know, I did call with all the shit that was going on with the house. Somebody told me to call. I got to actually tell you the name. I don't remember. And I did, and I got his I didn't get him. I got the guy that one of the people that worked for him. And they were so cold towards me with this and stuff, and it's like, oh, there's nothing we could do for that. Oh, that's something you have to do. There was, and then he was just so cold to me. He's like, oh, we can't do anything to help you, you know. And he was just, and I was like, yeah, gee, thanks.
Who did you call?
I got to ask to see you because this is maybe a year or two ago. I called him, and. Yeah, I don't know. I got a ex Cecilia. She's the one that told me to do it. And that, oh, they could help you. They help a lot of people, blah, blah, blah. And It was just so terrible the way they were. But I don't know if it's him. I mean, every district has a different one, but you're saying that he also takes care of this side. He's from this side, right? You're saying that he does for this
That's
side?
The north. I don't know if you're part. I think you're part of the north.
So, I don't know. Anyway, so how's your house doing because of all the rain?
We got a little flood.
You know, you really have to, check for black mold with the water that comes in.
No, because I might die anyway, so who cares?
No, what do you mean you're going to die? Oh my God, Adam. But, you should...
All on me.
No, we did. There's detectors and everything like that.
They do the test because there is black mold stuff, but my nephew that actually does this for a living told me, Tessa, I have it at home. But he told me I got to go down the basement and test to see if we got mold. But he told me that they're made to make it look like mold, so they make money or whatever, I don't know. He was saying other ways to test, and then he was telling me how to get rid of it. And he was saying Dawn and ammonia or something mixed, and you spray it all around, and it just eats it away and stuff. He told me that the professionals use this. It's real cheap stuff. I got to ask
you
again. Huh?
Does it harm you?
Does it harm? Because he works for the mold company. He goes around and checks places for mold, and then gives them an estimate. And he used to work for the mold doctor, but now he works for a different one. So, like, he knows all the stuff to do for it, for black mold.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's the only thing with the basements getting wet, because we have a basement that leaks, too. You have to just keep watching out for the mold. And that's up to your landlord. That's not your problem.
I know.
You know, I don't. You know, I don't want you to get sick or anything. So be careful with that.
Oh, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh.
Yeah. But, I mean, sometimes you can't even see it, so you have to be careful. But, you know, did your basement ever flood where you used to live?
We didn't have a basement.
Well, you did. But I guess they
so
fixed that one.
This is a basement. Downstairs is a basement. If it's on the ground, it's a basement.
It depends on the amount of rain. And heavy rain, yeah, it did. If the ground has
well,
to
only
broken.
When we got the bathrooms done because the thing was on the
no.
side or the garbage.
No. We had when we had Sandy and everything in the...
We didn't get Sandy in our house. It was when my mother freaking flooded us out with the stupid washing machine.
Sandy came and cracked the floor in the garage when the foundation started to crack down is when we started to get water and heavy, heavy, heavy rain. But when the stairs started to crumble, they would come in when the ground was too saturated. So it would come in. So.
You know, we have a basement apartment too, but it is the basement. And we have an entrance that goes in, too. So that is, it was originally a basement. It was just redone, and like yours was. And we have water that comes in. We had sub pumps put in and stuff, and had the floor risen. But it used to tread water, yes, used to get water. You know, and then my neighbor next door went and paid a lot of money to have it sealed. You can have it sealed, it just costs a lot of money. And most people, when they're building houses, don't do that. Which is wrong, because they say your house, and, you know, they tell you when you're going to buy a house to go on a rainy day so you can seal the next day after to see if it leaks. Which is a smart, you know. If I ever to buy a house ever to get, I'm going to see a house on a rainy day or the next day after the rain, because I'm not going to have no leaky ass basement again. Yeah, but you know, but just for them to check that to make sure that nothing can harm you. That's the only thing I worry about. you know. But you got enough problems. I mean, you coughing. How's you? I mean, your coughing seems to be better.
Yes, back to normal.
I'm back to
normal.
You
starting to adjust?
Yeah. It comes and it goes.
Oh, it comes and it goes. It's like an allergy thing.
The more stressed I am, the more it comes. The more stressed, it goes away.
Oh, get out of here. So now we can tell when you're stressed out and stuff.
Yeah.
You see how Donald Trump is winning now? All the states?
Oh, my God. Yeah, they're saying that they don't know how he could be beat at this point. It's really kind of scary, Adam. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's scary. He's going to be a new president, boss.
No one realized.
And I want to see everyone who, if he does, they say, oh, I'm going to leave USA. Pack up and leave then. Like Whoopi and all them other idiots.
Yeah, well, what you call said it too, Rosie O'Donnell.
Well, I don't care about that dyke.
Oh. That's not nice.
Yes, it is. Nothing but a dumb idiot. I hate dykes, kinda.
Why would you hate dykes? You hate them because they're dykes?
I just don't like them. Too much fucking drama.
You know, I mean, I'm sure they don't hate gays.
I care less. I hate gays, too.
What? How does that work?
I hate Plan B, so can't I act like girls?
Oh, sorry. See, it's just the thing just went beep. Well, I don't hate anything. But I just like some things, but not, you know, people that do terrible things. I don't dislike people for their sexuality now. No. That's has nothing to do with me. I couldn't care less. But you know. I don't know, Adam. We're gonna have to give him an exorcism, I don't know.
It won't work.
It won't work. You know, they say opposites attract. You're not kidding, because Carla, you're so opposite of Adam.
Hey, what's that supposed to mean?
Carlo.
Yeah.
No, I said you're so opposite of Adam.
I know.
You know, but
I'm quiet and serene.
You wish you were.
Bram's quiet too. He's not loud and obnoxious, but you what?
I could be if I wanted to.
Well, I think we all could be. Actually, at times at the house, we do get
many, but that's why.
But let me tell you something. I'm queen of not taking shit. I've been that way all my life. But let me tell you something. At your house, we do get obnoxious.
Hey, that's fun. That's entertainment.
Yeah, we get loud and obnoxious like crazy, you know. But that's fun. You're right. It is fun.
It is fun.
Yeah.
You can't, you know, you got to love life and live it. People, so you have to think people fucking that because they're assholes.
Now Adam's tired because he's coming home and working.
No, I'm
not. Now, now it's your turn to sit there and yawn. You're back to, you know, the working class. Your body's got to get used to it. Your body's not used to it. But we're going to end the show in about 2 seconds, so.
Why?
Well, number one, you've got work tomorrow. Number two, I got a few things to do. And I'd rather have you get your sleep and be really bright and fresh and slept tomorrow when I see you.
Slept? What?
Not slept. I'd rather have you be a little bit more rested and a little bit more awake.
She called us a slut?
Yeah, she called us sluts.
Yeah, I called
move
you slut.
Move it to the dry.
I said slut. Anyway,
slut. Don't forget slut.
Yeah. I get this on a Friday when you're half asleep. No, I don't. I want lively men tomorrow.
You will be. Listen, I still go to bed the same time. Get up before.
I'm like, what can we do tomorrow? I know I got to stop at the store for something. I got to pick up a gift card or something. I don't know.
Do you want to order in? It's better. I think that'd be the best thing.
You want to order in?
Yeah.
Like what though?
You like that Chinese place, Tai Jiao, whatever the fuck it's right by us. It's the good
Who's
stuff. Who's Tai
Jiao?
What's it called, Carl?
Somebody's Tai and Joe. I don't know. I don't want to eat at some place where they Tai.
Follow.
It's called Jack Mo's.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Tai Joe.
It's Chinese.
Tai Joe.
Jack.
They make good Beijing chicken. It's like with walnuts on top. Oh my God, so freaking delicious.
Well, I don't know if I want that. But
mostly
they got broccoli and chicken.
You know, because I usually eat the fortune cookie, and there's like very few Chinese.
Oh no,
really
fortune
like
cookie. Disgusting. We stopped eating after we heard about a rat thing that they had in there.
Well, I don't know what they had in
that
there.
That was in the 80s we stopped eating that shit. And then Great China was even worse because you saw a cat go in, but you never saw it come back out.
Oh, stop. But I'll tell you what, they
no,
know
it's
what
true.
They...
I used to see them all the time go in, but no one's ever checked out.
Fortune cookies, my... What do you think?
No,
you
like this. Trust me, the food here is good.
I mean, what do you think?
I wouldn't
like
I'm not really a Chinese food person.
But like a Roach Motel, they go in but they never come out. What do you think? It's like a Puss Motel? Puss goes in and never comes out.
Well, you never know with these Chinese people what they do.
I love fortune cookie.
No, you'll like
this. I usually like a barbecued pork, like not the bones, but I like the not off the bone. I like the off the bone. And I usually like a general tiso chicken, not spicy, or chicken lo mein, or you know.
Yeah,
I love my crab bourguignon. Oh God, I love them.
We have the menu.
I had Chinese in a while, so. You know, but, well, we could do that and watch, Everywhere She Goes.
Yeah, we could do that, but how we do that, on the TV, or how do we do that?
Computer.
Oh, okay, we got the laptop.
You know what, but I can't find my, password and stuff to get in here, but I we could try
what are we
a few
gonna
things.
We can register, and I'll pay for it.
I can register now because I got a job, so I could pay $7.99 just for this one time and then just cancel it.
No, well, first we'll try my...
because it's only 13
episodes. I
remember
some of them.
A day.
Stuff.
You can watch them in one day. Don't
well, I don't think I'm going to sit there and binge watch, but...
The first 5 episodes.
First 5. They still a half hour an episode?
Yes. So we could do 1 hour.
2.5 hours. Yeah, we could do 1 hour.
Yeah.
All right.
They won't have commercials, so I think they're shorter, aren't they?
They might have commercials.
On Netflix?
Oh, I don't know.
No, it's half hour.
Like, without
so
commercials, it's like 22
hour.
Minutes.
Without commercials.
Without commercials, it's like 22 minutes.
Yeah, so.
But if they do it because it doesn't have commercials, they might do a whole 30 minute.
Oh.
So I don't know. Anyways, we'll find out tomorrow. All right, guys. Thanks for joining the show as usual. Get some
no
sleep.
Problem, honey.
And
we'll be
know.
Here next week, same bad time, same bad channel.
Yeah. At least let's say that. We'll definitely be here next week.
If
all
I'm
right,
here.
So I'll see you all tomorrow.
I'll see you tomorrow. Yeah. Have a good
sweet
evening.
Sweet dreams, you guys. Love yous.
You too. Love you too.
Good night. Bye.
Good night.
Good night. Love you too.
Love you too. Yeah, you know, Adam just got another job. He didn't have a job for a little while, and he's back to work. So, you know, you got to do what you got to do. So, you know, let them get their beauty sleep. Everybody needs their beauty sleep. I do appreciate them. Always appreciate your friends. Make an effort to make sure you tell them that you care about them and that you're there for them. It's very important. And have a wonderful tomorrow.